News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
We regularly hear reports that a shark has washed up on an Irish beach or a whale has washed up on an Irish beach. Well, this has happened again, but in this instance, it's a very unusual one. The shark that washed up on the shores of Sligo earlier this week is one of the Greenland shark species, which is one of the most unusual sharks, what's the plural for shark, in the world. Éinín Ealaíne is with us, biologist, environmentalist, broadcaster and Irish Times contributor. Let's get to that critical issue first, Éinín. Is the plural of shark shark or sharks?
It's sharks. Excellent. I mean, one shark is one shark and 10 sharks are 10 sharks. And some people are sharks too, but we won't go into that.
So tell us about this one specific shark. He's unusual.
This is an amazing story because this is the first time ever that a Greenland shark washed up on Irish waters, ever. First Irish record in Irish waters. And this is amazing. This particular shark lives in the deep, dark waters much further north around Greenland, around Iceland. And it has never been recorded on Irish coasts before, which just shows the importance of people going out walking, you know, when they find something, taking a picture, getting in touch with the whale and dolphin hot line and sending in so that they could immediately rush out and rescue the body, take it off to the labs to identify it and all of the rest of it, because this is hugely important. Not only is this the first time ever that this has happened, but this is the oldest shark in the world. I mean, you're a good shark if you can live to be 60 or 70. Greenland sharks, wait for it, can live to be 500 years old. That is absolutely amazing. They reckon this is only a young fella. He was 2.87 meters long. He had claspers. He was just getting sexually mature. So he was a mere 150 years old, because they don't become sexually mature until they're 150 years old. And when your woman gets pregnant, she is 8 to 18 years in gestation before she gives birth to the baby. Would you like to be a shark?
She gestates for 18 years.
Well, 8 to 18 years is what they say. I mean, they know about them in Greenland and Iceland. In fact, they eat them in Iceland as a special feast for the end of winter, which is called actually hakari. And what they do, because this shark is poisonous, it has terribly high levels of urea and trimethylamine oxides, and you couldn't eat it. So they have to bury it for 9 weeks until it ferments, and then they smoke it and dry it, and then they serve it as a special feast at the end of winter. Now, they don't catch the sharks for these. It's just if they get caught in a bycatch or something. But I was up there one time in February, and they served us up this. Mother of God, I never tasted anything so vile in all my born days. It was just dreadful. And they give you a special drink to wash it down called Black Death, which is like poutine on stilts. So you can imagine it was a subsistence food in the old days, and it's a celebration of surviving the winter. But anyway, there you go. This one is actually exceedingly rare, washed up here on the Irish coast. And we, you know, it seems to be in fairly good condition from the photograph. It wasn't a skeleton or anything like that. It was actually skin and body and the whole lot. So they'll be doing all kinds of tests on it now to tell us all about it, how old it is. They can test it looking at crystals in their eyes. They can tell us exactly how old it is and whether this is one of... because, you know, they can do DNA tests, tell you who its brothers and sisters and things like that are. So maybe they can, you know, compare it with other DNA records from other parts of the world as well. So it's exceedingly exciting and it's most interesting indeed. So there you go. Look out when you're out walking on the beach. You wouldn't know what you might find.
Éinín, as ever, thank you. Éinín Ealaíne, biologist, environmentalist, broadcaster and Irish Times contributor.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.